the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and conductor Pablo Eras Casado are going to be joined. In fact, they are joined by the Edinburgh Festival Chorus, who have made their way into the choir stalls during these wonderful Bruno Walter songs. And they'll be joined by three distinguished soloists, the sopranos, Dorothea Rushman and Emma Bell, and tenor Werner Gura. And together they'll perform Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 2, also known as Lobgesang. It was only given that title after the composer's death, and in his mind he'd actually created a new form, that of a symphonic cantata, the text of which comes from both the Old and New Testaments. Three orchestral movements make up the opening sinfonia, after which there are 10 cantata movements with text drawn from Luther's German Bible translations. The chorus make its presence felt from this point on, with one of Mendelssohn's finest choral statements. It owes a lot to Handel's dramatic influences and the spirit of Bach, who was never that far away from Mendelssohn's music, where you can hear it strongly in his treatment of the 17th century Lutheran hymn known Danke aller Gott, Now Thank We All Our God. Schumann wrote that the movement Ich harrete des Herrn, I wait for the Lord, for sopranos and chorus, was the greatest hit of the night. Well, I asked our conductor, Pablo Eras Casado, if he agreed.
I think this piece as a whole, but of course it's plenty of very beautiful moments. The overture itself is one of the highlights. Ich harrete, of course, is a perfect, beautiful, charming set of variations on that melody. And it's beautiful, perfect, but charming at the same time. But there are many others. I cannot just choose one.
How do we understand the shape of this work? Is it a symphony? It's a cantata. Symphony cantata. You have, as you say, that wonderful symphony to start, and then the vocal music. How do we get our heads around the shape?
I think the way it's built is very free from Mendelssohn. He goes through the symphonic, let's say, work, but in a very free way. It's 10 movements, but the text is not primarily a dramatic one. So, but he uses the set of texts. I mean, the let's say the triumph of light and faith upon the darkness. He creates that tension. He builds up the different texts until this very dramatic operatic, I would say, because it has an operatic character. The number with the tenor, the recitativo with this aria, and until the moment, the dramatic moment when after a moment of silence, when the soprano sings, that light finally comes to shine upon us. That moment is one of the most glorious, and that's the resolution of this kind of sonata form, that then everything, you know, goes to a very happy ending.
So would you say that's really the spirit of the symphony? By the time we get to the end of it, what is the spirit of the symphony?
It's hard to describe what is the spirit of the symphony with words. I think it's a humanistic message. I mean, it's beyond beyond religion, beyond belief, or it's humanity. It's a open-minded attitude, a cosmopolitan attitude. It's intelligence, it's culture, it's pan-European, Occidental culture. I mean, it's of course putting together into one symphony, opera, cantata, oratorio, symphonic language, Baroque. I mean, Handel, Bach, but also Mozart. But it sends a cultural message, which is very, very important.
Tonight's conductor, Pablo Eras Casado. And here he comes with this evening's soloist, soprano Dorothea Rushman, Emma Bell, tenor Werner Gura. The Edinburgh Festival Chorus behind, once they take the bows, they'll be performing Mendelssohn's Second Symphony, Lobgesang, a hymn of praise.